Welcome to It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. I'm Shaw Marie. Hopefully everybody has had a good week so far. And we're changing it up this week. I couldn't find the article, the person who wanted me to do one. I couldn't find what they wanted. They didn't like send me the article. They were just like, Google this and then it will pop up. And then I Googled what they said. And a fucking million things popped up. So I was like, yeah, okay. And then I'm running late on my Thursday. I came to work super late, so I'm behind. Y'all don't even care, but I'm behind. Anywho, but they released, Arizona released the interrogation. They're not even really interrogation. The footage from Lori, Tylee, and Alex. And then they also released a Melanie one that I am suffering through, that I had to stop because it's like nails on a chalkboard. But I watched the other three, and I just, that whole thing when Charles dies, when they kill Charles Vallow, that is like the weirdest shit I have ever watched in my life. So I started off with Lori's, right? Because I thought for some odd reason that she would be informative. And I mean, she was kind of, because you find out what he died for, and it turns out, according to her, he died because she took his phone and he didn't want her to have it, and so she wouldn't give it back. And then that's what started this altercation through the home. Meanwhile, they're like, okay, well, where was everybody? Like, where's everybody's placements when all this starts or whatever? And she's like, I got JJ in the car. And then me and him are in the house. And then Tylee hears us. Tylee comes out of her room and she says, stay away from my mom, or something to that effect. She's defending her mother in some way, shape, or form. And then the uncle comes out because he hears Tylee. And so he's like, oh no, danger. He comes out of his room. The bat happens. The bat's shown. And then the husband, brother get into an altercation of a tuffle. Not an altercation. An altercation is violence. They tuffle, he says. And then Lori says she goes out of the room into the other room. She hears the gunshot. Then she goes back into the room, sees him on the ground after she has already sent Tylee outside. She had fallen during the whole bat incident and she sent her outside to be with JJ, and then leaves the room, hears the gunshot, goes back in the room, sees him. And then she says she went into, I'm going to say, quote unquote, mom mode, and wants to just go with her kids. And then she goes and takes JJ to school. And then Alex calls her. Then they call 911. Everybody goes back to the house. So that's Lori's version. And then they're like, okay, well, we're going to go and we're going to talk to your daughter real fast. And then cut to hers. And hers says that it's a 2-hour long video. It's really not. You just have to skip through all of the parts where she's alone in the room, because she's alone for a long time. And at the very beginning, you can at least skip 20 to 30 minutes, because that's how long it takes them to talk to Lori. So then they go into her. And this sweet little girl, dude, like, she's in this like big chair. It's a not a big chair, but like it's bigger because she's little. And like, she's popping all of her fingers. At one point in time, you can tell that like she's crying and she's trying to just like compose herself and keep it together. And so it's just super sad. And then, so they ask her, they're like, okay, well, you tell us what happened. And she says that she doesn't know what the yelling is about, that she does wake up to the yelling, her mom and her stepdad yelling. in that the bat is next to her bed. So she just instinctively grabs it. She has no intention on using it, anything happening. She just grabs it. And she says she goes out there. He says something to her. She doesn't comment back. She's just in the, like, she's just there to defend her mom. And if need be, and kind of just to find out what the fuck is happening. Because the parents are yelling. And then she says the uncle comes out. And she raises the bat a little bit at one point in time. And then that's when Charles takes it from her. And when he takes it from her, she falls. And she gets up. Her mom says, go be with JJ. So she does. And then she says that she goes back in the house after the gunshot had gone off and he is dead. Kind of sneaks in through the garage. Gets her mom's purse and leaves because they went to Burger King because JJ was hungry and wanted chicken fries. No one else mentions Burger King, chicken fries, her going back into the house. No one ever says anything like that ever again. It's never brought up. And then they thank her, of course, because she's a kid. So it's not, hers isn't very long. Literally, it says 2 hours, but they talk to her for maybe 30 minutes. They don't talk to any person in this whole entire three parts that they've put released so far for more than an hour, more than 30. And that's being very gracious because I didn't keep track of how long Alex was actually talked to. And his, if anything, maybe an hour, if. But, so then they go to him and they want to know, like, why are you staying with your sister? Why is this sleepover happening? Because she has just barely moved back from Texas or I don't know. And then she barely moves back. Charles rents her the house. She's back for like 4 weeks or so. And he plans this trip to take JJ to school, which is kind of weird that you travel so far just to take your kid to school. But like, I guess I get it, I guess. And then, so they're like, why are you having a sleepover with your adult sister? And he's like, I don't know, just was. Well, they're like, well, was she scared? Well, no. Did she say she was scared? No. Were you scared? No. Oh, okay. So you're just, go have a sleepover with your sister for funds. And then he's like, well, we were going to go do something on Monday. I was going to go take her shooting to the range, is what he said, to the range. And then he chuckles a little bit. And then he's like, yeah, we don't know what we were going to do. Probably take the kids to a water park and then just like starts jotting off random ass ideas. And then they like, with him, it's so weird. So weird. Because he tells different... He does not tell the same story. Like, in that time they talk to him, he gives you at least two different scenarios during that meeting in general. How the fuck no one got arrested on this day, I don't know. But I feel like I'm super scared of going to jail, but I don't think it's as easy to go to jail as I put in my head. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it is. And so he makes Tylee out to be a hero. And so he says that he is woken up. This is the first story that he's woken up and, well, not woken up. He's in his room. He's brought to attention from the yelling, and that they were coming down the hallway yelling, and then he was brought into it, same account. He doesn't know about the phone, but then Tylee comes out. He says that Tylee comes out and starts defending her mom and like pokes Charles in the chest, like jabs him, and is like, get back from my mom, step back. Tylee never brings that up. According to her, she says absolutely nothing. Like, and she, like, it's so cute because when she's talking about it, she says, Charles says something to me, and I'm just like, okay. Like, I don't say anything. Everybody else says that she says something to him. She does not claim to say anything to him. So that's also weird. And then he tells a different story that he is brought to attention because she comes in her into his room. And he says that he is brought to attention first, right? According to Tylee, she's awoken because this argument starts outside of her bedroom door. And these two bedrooms are next door to each other, his and hers. And so she's woken up first, according to her, and comes out into the hallway and discovers the argument. According to him, who is not sleeping, he is just brought to attention. The first time is because they're coming down the hallway, and so he hears it. Second story, the sister opens up the door and goes into his bedroom. And then that's when he is brought to the circle and is in the whole thing. And then Tylee comes out, defends her mom, and that's his version. So no one can tell, like, no one said exactly the right way of, like, who woke up. Like, Lori and Tylee were very similar in the telling of what happened. They were very, very similar. It's Alex who's, like, kind of making it bigger than what it is. And the girls describe everything as happening in, like, a flash in seconds. And he's like, oh, I don't remember any of the important stuff. I just remember this stuff. Like, I don't know. It was just weird. The way he tells it is just so weird. And, like, him and Lori both laugh. Like, they're laughing during this. Like, they make little jokes. They have little snarky comments. It's just shady and fucking weird. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand. So then he says, after he shoots him, he goes, he washes his hands and washes the cut on the back of his head. Then he goes back to retrieve his cell phone and calls 911. And then he says at one point in time that he was disturbed in his bedroom while on the phone because of them fighting. And when the cops bring that back up, he's like, no, I was never on the phone. I was never on the phone. And they're like, oh, okay, I'm pretty sure that's what you said. And he's like, nope, didn't say it. So they're like, oh, okay. And then, remember, Lori says, Alex calls me. And I'm like, oh, we got to call 911. Then they ask him, they're like, did you ever call Lori or talk to Lori after she left the house? He says, nope. Didn't talk to her. Didn't talk to her until she got back. I went, retrieved my phone, called 911. They gave me instructions on what to do and how to try to help him. And that's it. That's it. And for being so close, Lori and Alex, he didn't even know how old his sister is. He knows everything else about her, where she lived, all the places she lived with Charles, the whole Charles history, all sorts of weird information. But then he's like, well, where's your sister? Well, how old's your sister? And he's like, I don't know. Like an idiot. Anyway, and then the cop leaves, and so he's in the room for quite a long time by himself, and the cop is now grouping up and discussing with the other detective what the girl said versus what he said. So then he goes back in, and Alex very quickly makes a joke. He's like, it's fun staring at nothing, and has a good chuckle. And then that's when the cop was like, so who were you on the phone with? And he was like, oh, I was not on the phone. I wasn't on the phone. I wasn't. And then they're like, well, did Charles swing the bat at you? Like, tell us what happened. He never even swung the bat at him. He picks up the bat. He goes and gets the gun. He points the gun at Charles. Charles says, what are you going to do with? And he says, drop the bat. And then he says, what are you going to do about it? And then he fucking shot him. How in the world at that point in time someone was like, that's self-defense, I don't even know. I am just flat, I don't even know. And it's like, just the whole thing is just so weird. Like, why is his story extremely different? Like, a lot of it, yes, is the same, like, about the bat and the kid and, like, the whole thing. There's things that are the same from everybody's story, but the story is not consistent all the way across. And you would think it would be. You know, if everybody is telling the truth, how easy is it to be like, oh, yeah, they were fighting. I came out. My uncle came out. Blah, blah, blah. But everybody has a different timeline to who comes out of the rooms first, who encounters Lori and Charles first, like, and what they do and where they go. And, like, no one mentions the Burger King. Lori does not mention that at all. And if you're so focused on being the world's best mom, you would think that that's what you would tell her afterward. Like, oh, we left. And then, of course, after I heard a gunshot, I sent my daughter back in to get my purse so that we could go get chicken fingers for JJ, who was left alone in the car by himself while this whole thing was going on. And Tylee made it outside at the very end when JJ was about to come inside. So that's the mother of the year we're talking about. And so I just don't understand why that wasn't brought up, because I think that was important that she should have brought that up. Just me. Like, I don't know. Those two things, that Lori didn't bring those two things up, is very shady to me. And the whole bat thing, like, Lori and Alex made her out to be more defensive and more gung-ho for her mom than she says she was. So that's also weird. Like, I don't know. And the Melanie one is just, I don't even know if I'm going to finish it. To be 100% honest, might just go back to listening to some music and just waiting this bitch out. Because literally nails on a chalkboard. It's like that Peanuts teacher. It's like, wah, 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 wah. She keeps going on about how she doesn't know how people are manipulative or what that even looks like. And it's like, bitch, you're trying to manipulate these fuckers right now. So I just can't. And I have such a hate for her that it's, like, unbelievable. Because then she's also starting out with, like, just so you know, everything I tell you, I don't believe any of it. Yes, you fucking did. You have a podcast. Like, you can't say I didn't say that or I don't agree with it or I don't believe it when you have it on recording for the world to be like, oh yeah, she believes it, she likes it, she loves it. I just can't fucking stand her. Ooh. Anyway, so that's that. You guys can go and watch them if you want, but I recommend fast forwarding a bunch, or else you're gonna sit there for about 4 hours and listen to a bunch of silence. So it's up to you. But so the concert was fucking amazing. I had so much fun with my brothers. Got to meet a fan who came to meet me, and it was super cool. Got to meet him. Ran into the old guys for like a quick second. Got to hang out with Blake's friend Trevor, which was amazing. He's pretty fucking awesome, and he has a podcast too. So I hung out with him and my brothers. It was just so much fun. Like, it was so much fun. Afro Man was worth it. I cannot wait for the next concert. I can't. It's going to be a hoot and a half. I don't even know what's next. I think it's someone called like Mayday or shit. I think that's who. I've never heard of him, but I don't know. I think that's the next person. We'll see. We'll see if I go to that one. I'm not sure. But it was super fun. These concerts and like getting to know these people and like hanging out with all the different like Ebes and everybody is just so much fun. I fucking love it. I adore it. But yeah, it was super fun. So y'all missed out. If you didn't go, that's on you. You missed a fun time. And then also it is Friday. So make sure you tune in to the live video from the Old Men. They go live about 8 o'clock usually, because their bedtime's about 10. I think they're pretty old. I asked on my Facebook, like, what everybody's football team was today, because me and my brother were talking and we're like, I've never met like a Vikings fan or something, like a proud one. And so I was like, weird, I don't think I know one. So I put it on Facebook, and Greg and Touch they're both Raiders fan. I'm a big Raiders fan. I married into a 49ers fan, but I myself am a big Raiders fan. And so I was like, OMG, me too. And so we started talking about it. And Greg's like, I've been a fan since the 90s. I was born in the 90s. So they're super old. But Touch is still younger than them. So all these men are a lot older than me. And they don't act like it. Like, they don't act like it. They don't look like it. It's so weird. Like, if you listen to the Jeff and Greg podcast, it's an hour and a half good comedy show about dicks, butts, tits, fat chicks. It's like listening to my brother's talk. And that's why I love it so much, is they don't filter anything out. And it's just hilarious. Hilarious. So I don't know. And then I had no idea Touch was that old. I shouldn't say that old. I shouldn't use the word old. I didn't know, though. I didn't know. Dude, God's game. Like, I don't know. I just had no idea. I was so taken back. And now they're like, oh my God, you're young. Yes, I am. Cha-ching. Only 30. Oh my God, I almost just said 21, trying to give myself 10 years off. Anywho. So, yeah, it's Friday, so just make sure you do the right thing. You listen to me, and then for your evening activities, if you have no life, like I do, on a Friday night, you tune into a Facebook Live, and then you wait 2 days for their episode to hear what the Facebook Live was about. So it's kind of, I don't know, it's pretty fucked up, the time you have to wait between the two, you know? Anywho. So that's it. And I'm going to get a hold of the fan that wanted to have his episode this week and try to figure it out. Cause and my Google search is so horrible already that I get scared sometimes. And I'm like, okay, just stop. You're just making it worse. You're already red flagged. Like, you don't even know in how many things, just because I get the most random thoughts. And I'm one of those people, if I think it, I either find it or I ask it, or I have to know. I'm just, yeah, that's horrible. Absolutely horrible. So I got to figure this out, because now I'm bothered by it. Now I need to know. Now I want to know. So, yeah, that will be next week. And something next week is happening also, but I don't want to say anything until next week on here anywho. So, yeah, I love all of you guys. Have a great week. Be safe. And we'll be back at it next week. Bye.